cliffcentral.com.
Please be aware that this show contains crude and foul language. If you are sensitive to topics like science or religion, we cordially invite you to please fuck off now. Thank you.
It is an unusual day today, brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen, as I have the one and only Alan Committee as my very, very special one-off co-host for today. And as you know, Alan Committee is already a lord here at this radio station. There's not much more there that we can make him. So he's Lord Committee, Order of the Garter. And he is live in the studio. Good morning, Lord Committee.
Good morning, Elder. Good morning, Elder. This is a... How many times have I done... I think this must be seven or
something. Yeah, you are
like
the
this.
You are the top guy. Well, why? Because I like you so much.
But, Casper, I like you, man. This is very... To start the show with this kind of... Where do we go from here?
I don't know. But there's a song in that. Where do we
go from here? I'd like to make it a musical. I think we can go bigger. Yeah. Yeah. This is incredible. So this is the top of the show. I've never been at the very, very beginning of the show.
I know.
Show.
This is new.
This is new for me.
And that is why we've invited you as Lord Committee.
Whoa.
Whoa. And I thought it would be nice if one day... You and I, maybe we can try this as an audition for a show. Alan and Casper, ANC.
Yes.
ANC, hey?
That I like a lot.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, I feel a little nervous being billed ahead of you. I don't like that, but then it doesn't work, CNA.
CNA
or,
doesn't work.
Well, it used to work, but it doesn't anymore.
No,
it's,
no,
that doesn't...
people will not go to the CNA.
No, and anyway, the show would be stationary then.
Yeah.
Hey, oh, we're underway.
It would be stationary. Very well done. Alan, you are busy with the... Laughing Matters show at the theater of the Lagoons. Help me.
At Peter Turin's Monte Cassino Theatre.
Yes.
Which is very close to the teatro. You can see it. It's a spittle away.
It's a spittle away. But at the moment there, you've got a lady on a balcony called Evita.
Evita, singing every night, high-flying. She's adored.
Yeah.
And in my show, there's no balcony.
No.
And there's very little adoration, but there is laughter, which sometimes is all
there
you
is.
Want.
And you know what? I was there, and I can testify that it's true.
Daar was bietjie gelagger.
Dit is 'n baie baie snaakse vertoning and people, as jy verstaan wat ek nou sê, jy moet ook gaan because he caters for everyone. And no, it's very funny.
Thank you,
very,
sir.
Very, very, very funny. And you know, you see a guy's shows and you think, okay, I'm going to rest a couple of years now before I watch one again. And so I've seen you every time now, year after year,
yeah.
And it's still funny.
Oh, that coming from you, sir, is unbelievably kind.
Yeah,
I'll take that. Thank you very much.
It's one of those where you just, there's a nice Afrikaans word for knirkel.
Ooh,
there's
a lekker word. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, you just get a little scissors in the middle of the belly.
Yes, and I verknirkel me with you. It's a very funny show. He does tricks as well. He does Houdini. He does...
bit of origami.
Origami, he does what's this, gymnastics?
Well, Biki,
toilet roll,
yeah,
gymnastics.
A floor gymnastic routine.
Very good.
Thank you very much. I pulled some things and
we
I'm
could,
not.
No, we
could
saw.
You saw that?
We saw.
You did see that.
But it was funny. And that is what is most important.
They weren't all my muscles that I pulled either, which is very, very tricky. And I do like to, when I bring the show back, you know, or bring a show back every year, you try and, I mean, I learned from you guys. You know, you and Mark Banks were my kind of mentors years ago when you guys kind of ruled the theaters. You know, there were the comics that started working the comedy clubs. But for me, I always wanted to be the guy who worked with the theater crowd because I think they come with a better attitude the theatre audiences. They want theater. To be entertained.
Yeah. Love theatre.
But they don't also just want stand-up. They want a little bit more. They want a bit of production value.
Yeah, exactly. But that's what you do, because you remain a theatre-bound artist, which is nice. You can do the others.
Sure.
And you do the others. Styles like stand-up and a mixture of comedians and whatnot. But you always remain theatre-bound.
I'm a theatre baby.
Yes, and so am I, actually.
Absolutely, without a doubt.
Yeah, no, you're very good, and your set is beautiful. I really enjoyed it. And upstairs, on top of you, is John Flissmus.
Yes, so that's amazing. So John and I kind of started around the same time, 20-odd years ago, and it's been lovely to have some time. Like, we spent, every night before the show, we have a little chat. And because, of course, he has got a very different path to me.
Yeah.
John is an unbelievably bright man and a brilliant comic, and he goes for... he goes for kind of shock value and he does it brilliantly. And so you've got these two incredibly vastly different shows in the same venue. So,
but what is nice about you, and you can't help it, is that people like, we like you as an audience. We will be scared of John. You will sit there bearing, oh God, don't look at me.
Right.
But with Alan, everyone likes you. And that is something you can't help. It's not as if you are catering to that. It's just, that's you. That's your personality.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
I don't really know what to say to that.
I know.
You.
That's why being quiet, I think, is the answer. And... now that totally took me off.
Yeah,
because I actually wanted to say something about John. So it's quite an ensemble of talent and congestion of talent. You got Evita, John Flissmus, and an Alan Committee. So you can actually help yourself for 3 days at Monte Cassino.
Absolutely. And in fact, well, there's enough restaurants, you don't even have to leave to go home. You can stay. You could squat somewhere in one under those.
You can, and maybe there's a shower there somewhere.
I'm sure there must be.
At some of the conference venues.
Absolutely. See the three shows, eat, have a good time. Monte for the weekend.
Don't leave Monte for the weekend.
I can tell you very quickly, in fact, I shared this with you the other night. We did have someone who arrived at my show last Friday night, who was a little, I think the technical term is inebriated. And he arrived, and after about 10 minutes of my show, he said, no, this wasn't for him. So his father and his brother who were with him, they were all kind of in their 30s, the father was older. They said, no, we're enjoying the show. So they kicked him out, and he came out, and he started a fight with the front of house manager. Then he said, I'm going up to John Flissmus. So he went up to John Flissmus.
God,
and within
grace.
10 minutes, he was heckling John, who then put him down, quick sticks. Then he left that. He said, that was awful as well. And then apparently he went to Evita.
Oh, my God.
I know. And I hope that he heckled Jonathan Rocksmith as well, because I think that would have been fun.
Jonathan would have been would have had an answer.
He would have had an answer.
He would have an answer. As Shay.
As
so
Shay.
Good.
Exactly.
So that's Shay away.
So there's a man who enjoyed all the offerings of
He did
of the
in
theater.
One night.
I think within an hour.
I think he's
incredible.
Had his full for a week. I want to play you this and
go on.
Tell me, what is this? Why am I playing it?
Ooh. Is this a theme tune? Oh. Dun, dun. Oh, I know this.
This is from... In the 70s, it was really
such a great track.
It's Led Zeppelin.
Zeppelin, boy.
So why am I playing you now?
I don't know.
Doesn't matter.
But there must be a reason.
There is a reason.
Sure.
What did you do after your show Wednesday night?
When you were there?
Yeah. Where did you go then?
Oh my goodness! Of course!
Yeah.
And it was such a great track. Of course, I went to go watch Thor, Ragnarok.
Yeah, Ragnarok.
And they featured this track.
This was a beautiful scene where they all climbed on top of each other.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, and I immediately wanted to hear the song again.
That's right.
And how did you like Thor?
I absolutely adored it.
Isn't it fantastic?
The Toon was fantastic. They just got it. It was funny, but it had great moments of action.
Yeah.
And
you didn't laugh at the wrong time.
Correct. Exactly.
Yeah. You were scared when you had to be scared, or tense, let me put it that way.
Right.
And for the rest, it was so bloody funny.
And as a fan of the Hulk, growing up, I used to read a lot of the comics.
Yeah.
It was interesting watching, because over the years, they've done a couple of versions of the Hulk.
Yeah.
They've been far too serious.
Yes.
In that first movie.
Oh, my God.
Then in the ensemble pieces in the Avengers, he's been better.
Yeah.
And this one, I thought they captured him absolutely right.
Yeah.
He's a monster. He's a madness. He's caught in this rage, but he's also potentially got a bit of humor and life to
him. And that was so good. Because the guy who's not, who's he, Brandon or whatever, who's not...
Dr. Banner, Bruce Banner.
Banner. He is... He was very, very well played.
Yeah, excellently played.
This little bit of a depro guy.
That's right. And he can't... I'm going to change again. Yeah. Now, the movie was outstanding. New Zealand director.
Yes.
Brilliant. Really, really impressive.
He did a thing, and I'm going to mispronounce the title. The... Return of the Wilder People or the Wilder People. I think it's Wilder.
Right.
For a reason in this movie. Stunning.
I must watch it now because
what do you call those? Independent comedy from New Zealand. He did that.
Brilliant.
It's very funny.
Brilliant.
And he had the sense of humor firmly in place. Who was that rock monster? He was very funny.
Funny.
Yes.
New Zealand accent.
Your New Zealand accent.
So good. There were such beautiful little characters that kind of kept the movie. What's his name playing the king of that strange planet?
He was funny. The Fly, what's his name?
The Fly, what the same
name?
Him. Brilliant.
Very
Look at
funny.
Us, the two of us can't remember his
No, we
name.
Can't. No, people are listening here. They are shouting out the names now to us. And we are, who is that again? Remember, who was that?
Shall I Google the Fly quickly?
Just please Google the Fly, otherwise you'll never...
For heaven's sakes.
He was in Jurassic Park as well,
Excellent.
Man.
He's
funny, he's a bit quirky. I'm just scared there's going to be a sex scandal coming out with him as well. But because he looks like... He likes to wank into
he
a
does.
Bumpot, eh?
Yeah. And his name? Okay, you ready?
Yeah,
I'll give you the initials.
Give me clues.
Okay. It's J.G.
Jack Gyllenhaal.
No, he's too young.
No, it's not him.
Okay, the surname has a mineral in it. A mineral.
Isn't that amazing when you get old? And
I know,
it just switches off.
All right, but now just think about the minerals. Give me a mineral.
I don't even know a mineral.
Give me on the periodic table, this is a very precious mineral.
But can't you give me the name of that mineral?
Yeah,
Goldblum.
Thank you very much.
Yay!
Jeff Goldblum. Well done.
Well done. We congratulate ourselves. But other people go, you fucking idiots.
Who directed The Fly?
I used to know. Cronenberg?
Very good. Very good, sir. Very good.
You? People, if you want to talk to us, even if you don't remember who we are, it's 079-748-2090. That is what you op your WhatsApp druk. 079-748-2090. And then you can WhatsApp us and talk to us because I have got the screen in front of me. You see? So that is what's so nice about it. Is anything playing here? Yeah, it's still the Thor theme.
Thor theme. Oh, is this actually the Thor theme that you...
The Thor theme.
Thor theme.
Thor theme.
I always used to think if Superman wore his underpants on the outside, if he wore it too tight, he'd get Thor. Depends on the size of his hammer.
But we still love Superman the most, eh?
I am. I'm a Superman. And Christopher Reeve, of course, because I grew up in those.
Yeah,
those were my
so
movies.
My. But now they fucked it up a bit with this Batman.
In fact, did we not see Superman and Batman together?
I did, and we left.
We did not like
very
it.
Very quietly.
Yeah, we tried to find positive things, but it was a short conversation.
Yeah. And it was like a... Yeah, they were like a funeral at the end or something. It was strange.
Very strange.
And they had some kind of a trailer now in Thor with the new Superman and Batman.
The Justice League.
That's
coming out now in 2 weeks' time.
Oh.
And now apparently he may or may not appear in there. Obviously
God.
He's going to appear in there. He must appear in
he
there.
He may or may not.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, please. Gimme.
DC has got it a bit wrong. I used to be a DC comic fan, and I feel like Marvel has overtaken
Marvel
them
has sort of been marvelous.
Yeah, they've set the standard.
We were talking about wanking.
We were.
Now Louis C.K. Isn't
now,
that a shock?
You and I are fans.
We are big fans.
And this is devastating news.
I can't believe it. So there's something off about them. I mean, something is wrong with them. Because they like to show and...
Well, you see,
Kevin Spacey's shoe. That's not the wrong.
That's the past tense.
He shoe.
And then the other one showed.
He showed.
But I think it's a power thing. I don't think it's a sex thing.
You're right. Because I read it up just now before you came. I thought, what? Why are they? And CNN said it's a power thing.
Yeah.
But Louis C.K. looked like a normal person.
I know.
Why would he have a power thing? And especially with the ginger nuts.
Which used to be a lovely biscuit.
It used to be lovely. I don't want to...
No, now you don't want to dunk those in any tea. Cease.
Paraphilia, they
call it. Now, and they work quickly in Hollywood, hey? They've pulled his specials off HBO.
Yeah, no, they're very quick now.
They are waiting for
everyone that's now got a button. As soon as there's a problem, replace you in the movie. you see that, Kevin Spacey.
Christopher Plummer is now going to be busy playing everyone.
Now, they're fucking shooting 24/7.
Kevin Spacey, I've seen him live three times on the West End.
I also saw him.
He's brilliant.
And I was just... Yes, he is.
And he is brilliant, but he's...
But we're going to talk about that side of it. But I was just very, very... When I heard this... extremely disappointed that I was there live in front and he didn't sexually molest me.
I think I'm a bit old. You might have been a bit old. I think that's it.
But we now negate for this moment the brilliance of what they've done.
Okay.
Isn't it?
Well,
that's what's happening. Harvey Weinstein, delete off the earth.
But here's your...
Kevin Spacey,
Vach.
Delete.
But now, okay, so here's my thing. With Harvey Weinstein, we never really liked him. He's a strange-looking
man.
He's always been a bit kind of a creepy.
Yeah, but
so when this happened, we all went, yeah, that's true.
Yeah, but let me tell you first. I always was taken aback by the product that he was involved with. And I thought, oh, did he? We wanted this Miramax,
right,
or whatever.
Yes.
I thought, oh, very well done. This guy's got taste. But yeah, he always looked a bit pervy.
And with Kevin Spacey, because we think he's so lovely on stage, we struggle to... Because can I say something? Say something at this time? Oh, my goodness. I'm just going to say it. I'm a Woody Allen fan. And it's got very quiet.
No, I'm
but
too.
You know what I mean? I mean, not too. In the last... Look, the last 10 years, I think some of his movies haven't been great.
One or two.
Yeah, but in his prime, this is a brilliant...
The guy is brilliant.
But why is he... You see, I think... I feel strong. Like Kevin Spacey, I believe it. I really do believe it.
No, of course. Because it's coming from people in the industry.
Yeah. And we've heard the stories anyway. I mean,
But
with Woody Allen, somehow, I don't know, maybe it's because I just think that as weird as it is, it's not a normal situation to marry your stepdaughter.
No, it's not at all.
But I don't think it's not real for them. They are clearly in love. They've been together now for 30 years or 25 years or married. And so then it's a thing. You might not like it, you might not approve of it, but it's not against anyone's will.
And it's not against the laws of nature either, because she is not really his child.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bill Maher years ago at an Academy Award came out and said, oh, we've just had breaking news, Woody Allen's daughter's just given birth to his new wife.
Ah! Ooh, Bill Maher's snacks!
Very funny.
It's called paraphilia.
The need to masturbate in front of others.
Yeah.
Paraphilia. I thought that was a character in Hamlet.
I thought it was something you start fire with. But is it?
Paraphilia.
Paraphilia. Weiss mir ja paraphilia.
Yeah. Oh, sure. And then,
So if you were to be masturbation and I am a radio host.
Right.
Let us tackle this. Welcome. Thanks for coming, Masturbation.
Nice to be here. Took a bit of balls to get you. I've got to be honest, I was a little shy. But here I am.
What is happening these days? Because you're all over the place.
All right, well, let me give you the heads up. basically, I'm poking myself into places where perhaps I shouldn't be.
Yes.
But honestly, the idea here is to pull off something a little bigger than perhaps the world is really expecting. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, because we are in shock.
Sure. And
so many people you've influenced.
That's true. Listen, it's come in handy over the years. My influence has meant I could eat at bigger and better restaurants. You know, I could go into places that other people can't necessarily.
Of course, people clean up after you.
That's right. Well, that's the thing. You get respect, don't you?
Yes.
And listen, it's not easy. This has been a handful. you don't know. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I like to keep at the forefront of all of this. And I think if we could gain respect, I think sometimes I've been put into dark corners and people don't talk about me.
And now they do.
Oh, my goodness. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's what is it?
Paraphilia.
Paraphilia.
Yeah. Is paraphilia like family member of yours?
Ah.
I think so, eh?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, Philia in Latin is brother, filius.
No,
but
don't
is that FI? Need as far.
Really?
I promise.
How do you know Latin that
because
well,
Mr. Latin. I did Latin to matric.
Et tu?
Et tu! Et tu! Non est.
Well, I'm...
Cocum en... End day.
And talking about Coco, I'm sure you've got to go somewhere now.
I do. I've got to get out of here. Thank you so much for listening to me.
It's a pleasure.
It's been a little bit weird you looking at the little face, but the point is that it's time to go, and just so nice to come out and speak in public. Do you know what I mean?
But you look tired. Are you a little bit wet?
No, I'm just hungover.
We got a sketch.
Come on.
Come on, man.
Beautiful.
Give us a day. We've got a comedy series. I love it. That was wonderful. Can you see Gavin and Rion outside there?
Well, I see some people just nodding. Oh, they're playing games. What are they doing? They're not even listening to us.
I know they can't because they turn it off there.
Oh, don't they?
Yeah,
oh,
turn
I see.
It off.
Turn like light switch.
Bum. Bing, bong.
Dee, 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 dee.
But I can't see that.
Just wave at them.
Shall tell them to both? Come so long. Because people are at home are yep. worried stiff now.
As it were.
Yeah.
Yes.
Where is Gavin?
Right.
Where is Shemaine? Where is...
Where's the team?
Betty. Where is Rion? Well, Rion and Gavin is here today. And I told them to stay away until I've spoken a bit to Alan.
Right.
Yes, you know. And now we can indulge
no,
them.
No, we can indulge. We can bring them in. We can chat a little bit. So it'll be nice yeah. with the team. And here they come now through the doors.
Did you? Oh, you know, Rion sent me a beautiful song, which I think I heard about or have listened to before, but I didn't really pay attention. And now when he sent it to me, and I think you would know it as well, Alan. You're a fan of this man. His name is Alan Partridge.
I love Alan Partridge.
Yeah, we
Steve
love him.
Coogan.
Yes.
Oh, I love that.
No, he did the thing where he's like Oliver running through a town and Monty Python, every sperm is sacred.
Yes.
That kind of thing. And he's got a thing called Everybody is a Cunt.
Everybody's a bit of a cunt sometimes. Everybody's a bit of a cunt sometimes. We're bastards and we're gits. We're wankers and we're shits. But sometimes that is just one word that absolutely fits. Everybody's a bit of a cunt sometimes. A fact that any Catholic won't deny. I once shagged my girlfriend's sister. My gran's dead. I've never missed her. Ooh, what a cunt. Everybody's a bit of a cunt sometimes.
What? Seriously, Steve, fuck off.
Everybody's a bit of a cunt sometimes. Everybody's a bit of a cunt sometimes.
See the beggar passing by, make a kitty cry. You're in your father's will, when's he gonna fucking die?
Everybody's a bit of a cunt sometimes.
Don't say you're not, you cunt, because that's a lie.
You're a cunt. You're a cunt.
You are a cunt. You're a cunt.
You're a cunt.
You're a cunt.
You're a cunt.
You're a cunt.
You're in the cunt, says Dad.
Cunt.
I say.
Beautiful. Whoa, wait. Whoa. Segue. Whoa.
I don't know what's happening.
Whoa. Yeah.
You see, I'm still suffering. Thank you, Rion. That was Ola.
That's more. You could play that at a funeral, I think.
I think so.
It's so catchy.
It is, but I mean, yeah, it's very funny.
I like it.
And it is catchy. It's like a sexual disease. Catchy. You know, I saw, hello, Kevin.
Sonny Bonani and Unjani.
Oh. Yes.
I need to get my life in order.
You haven't been with us for a while, even though you are most regular and most
praised. It has been a little... Oh, thank you. It has been a little while, because the team's changed again.
They changed.
What do you mean we've changed again?
No, well, because you were you on the show the last time? With,
yeah.
I remember. It was very... I loved it. It was amazing. I didn't forget.
And then Rian brings dances every week, and we dance.
Seriously?
Yeah, I'm the strangler they picked up.
Oh. Yeah. This is so the show's got an edge now.
It's edgy.
Yeah.
It's
diverse.
Like a knife. And so who are dancing?
Today we have, we always have professionals coming in.
And so today we don't.
Today
it's like porn, amateur hour.
Amateur hour. Woo! Today we have a dance teacher. So the new generation of dancers that are coming up, we actually have someone that's a part of building that generation. What's great is he is still young. He's a very young hip-hop teacher.
What is young?
Young, I'd say 21, 22.
Wow, he's fucking young.
Yeah. That's not even developed into it.
No.
But what's, some dancers go straight into the professional side of it.
And I don't know any dancers that have gone straight.
If we could only drop the mic now.
Is he going to dance?
Yes, he's going to dance, and he's bringing two ladies that have been here as his backup dancers. So
they're going to do a little number.
Yeah, they've choreographed, they've rehearsed a week.
But now how does this work on radio? Oh, do you film
exactly.
it? And
then? We film it, but that is part of the, we are going to be otherwise.
Yes.
We're going to have dancing on radio.
I love that.
Neil does. You know?
Yeah, I like that.
Is
like,
there? No one can see it.
So you should have been here.
Yeah.
Get a ticket.
Is there a difference between a dance teacher and a choreographer?
Good question. Very good question. Now we're adding something a little meaty now. Because up to now we just spoke in masturbation. Let's get down to the meat of it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Choreographers expect dancers to be all on the same level and pick up the immediate choreography without no questions asked. Where a teacher will spend more, will be more patient by teaching and going through the movement slowly. A choreographer will lose his mind.
Mm.
Be like, yellow morse my day.
Mm.
So yeah, that's the difference, the main difference between the two.
Also the spelling. Choreographer is very different
very
to teacher.
Different.
Teacher, yeah. I mean, it sounds almost more glamorous.
Like yeah.
When you get off the plane, job career, choreographer.
Yeah. Teachers is... Ugh.
And then you go to Korea.
Yes.
Copy your career.
Oh. Yes.
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 In his show, you must go see Laughing Matters. It's his show.
Okay.
It's very, very funny. He is at that stage of his life now that he can just... You know it's going to be funny.
Mm.
You know, he's good.
Yeah.
And he had this on the in the show. It's Bravo, a book from the SA Stars of Stage.
It's a cookbook, isn't it?
It's a cookbook. And they asked various people for recipes, people in the industry.
Yes.
And then he takes it out and he reads his cheese sandwich thing. Am I right?
You're right. It's because you had to win a Fleta Cap Theatre Award to get into the book.
When have you won one?
All right. Wow, that was aggressive. I could only show Jose. I told you. If you don't listen to anything, I don't know why we even talk then.
I was looking at the recipe book.
2007, I won a Best Actor Fleta Cap.
For what?
For Rosencrantz and Guildenstern Are Dead, the Tom Stoppard. With Rob van Vuren, interestingly enough. Me and Rob played it. Chris Weir directed.
That's a... Dynamo idea.
We had such fun doing that. And so I won the Fleta Cap and then I got into the book. But then they said, you must submit a beautiful recipe. I don't cook. I'm such a bad cook. We pray after we eat.
Yeah.
So then I put in a ham and cheese sandwich. But
what page?
Page, I think it's 15 or it's early. Early doors, I think they call
toasted
it.
Toasted ham and cheese sandwich.
Senior Mdar. Yeah, they'll say.
Well, there we go.
Yeah, with Robbie.
With Rob van Vuren.
Yeah.
Oh, ingredients, ham, cheese, combined with slices of ham.
Shoot, this is an old photo from you.
All right. You're always on about the photos. Just settle down. You know, we age every day. You can't fight
how
that.
How old are you then?
I'm 43 now.
So how old are you?
Oh, then. The 10 years ago. 33, 32 maybe.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And then when you go to the back, it says, this is like a recipe book, and they've got recipes from, and number one, Funny Man Alan Committee. Funny Man. Then, who just contradicted. Okay, and then you go on, Duncan Johnson, he was younger than me, he studied at Stellenbosch.
Oh, yeah.
Emily Child, never heard of the fucking woman. Graham Weir, I know. Guy Delancey, I know. Louis Fillion.
Louis Fillion is a good friend of mine, writer.
Oh.
Very good.
Good. Luku Ellenbogen.
That's Nick Ellenbogen's son. Luke Ellenberger, yeah.
Even the son already is mentioned.
I know where you're going.
You know,
is there a long list there? Are you on that list at all, Casper?
I'm not on that list. Mark Lottering.
Yeah. Not a funny man, I think they call him.
And his chicken, funny chickens.
Yeah.
Peter Dirk Ace with Bambi's Tart.
Sure.
Wow.
So Saul Radomski, who's that?
He's the designer, set designer.
Oh, yeah. I think everyone in the street, when they see him, go, oh, there's Saul Radomski. There goes Saul.
Yeah.
Okay.
And who else is there?
Tara Noncut.
Tara Noncut.
Who is she?
Young director, and she's directing Maynardville this year.
Oh, nice. So, then you go into the book.
Yeah.
And then...
There's a lot of recipes.
A lot of recipes.
There's probably about 250 people.
I know. Remember that when you arrived here, I said, I need 5 minutes?
I remember that.
That was when I was searching for my name. And I found it.
Are you in the book?
After 5 minutes. I can't believe
I didn't... Oh, my goodness. There you are, Casper.
What's the blood says
here? Number 114, I think.
Yeah, but I want to show you the picture because she said, Alan looks so young. Looky how young I am here.
When did you win your Theatre Cup, Casper? Can you remember?
Yo, Atlantis, was it still a continent? A
continent.
Atlantis was incontinent.
Oh, wow.
Look at that.
That's the actual day I won it.
Oh, that was when they still had it at little, when it was just a couple of tables in like the hotel.
Guess.
Yeah. Because now it's a huge theatre to do with like 1,200 people.
Never been invited again. It was an hotel upstairs, yeah.
Yeah, just the 12 of you. Derek Wilson would have thrown the award at
Derek
you.
Derek was drunk, yeah. And then there was another...
What was his name? Garth Vidal? He was also quite a mean old
Garth
man.
Garth Vidal, I remember him so vividly. Yeah, and then the Cape Times had someone... Oh, so now it's a big theatre thing.
Yeah, you
present it.
I've done the last 4 or 5. Yeah.
Because you are so...
I do love doing that. I love the hosting.
But you are so good with that, yeah.
Oh, thank you.
So
what did you make, though? What was your recipe?
No, well, I think you can read.
All right, let's see. Come on. Who used to do recipes on the old radio station? It wasn't?
Ismay
Everard, yeah.
A Knippie Soot.
A Knippie Soot, I'll say. A
Oxalkie Hout. But listen... No, the reason...
What page?
When you...
Let
me tell you. When you picked up the book in the show...
Yeah.
It came back to me and I thought, oh my God, someone asked me for a recipe once.
Yeah.
Maybe it's this book. Because I never got the book. And that's why I said, please bring it.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
Because I just wanted to see if I'm in it.
You are. Well,
because maybe I'm not, and then it'll be...
Now, listen, I've just looked up your page. You're on page 111, which, of course, in cricket, is a Nelson.
Yeah.
Which is a very good
You've got to stand on one leg reading.
Yeah. Well, Nelson, of course, because Lord Nelson had one eye, one ear, and one ball left when he was dying. That's where it comes from.
Oh.
Yeah.
And Hitler?
Hitler had one ball as well. And Harvey Weinstein has no more. They've taken them all away. Now, let's see what you've made. Kom, laat ons kyk. Casper Neanderthal, kuiken. Neanderthal, chicken. This is a Heston Blumenthal recipe. Oh, but you've adapted it, especially in terms of the preparation time, as the Grandmaster's chicken takes 24 hours
it
to
does.
Cook. That's ridiculous. No one has time for that.
You put it on like one gray and you go out. And then the chickens.
Oh, shit. It's not even. The chicken's alive when you first start cooking it. And
yes.
Then, yeah.
Then it's dead.
I've made it 4 hours. Hence from Esther Blumenthal to Casper Neanderthal. Mooi.
I was trying to be funny.
Near as far as the snarks. And this picture of you, if the people can see you, it's so young. How old are you? Must have been.
How long?
30? 25?
No, man.
Younger?
Yeah.
21, 22. What did you win for?
Best student.
Oh, wow. That's amazing.
I know.
I sat at a table with Peter Dirk Ace and across from Annemart van der Merwe, who became a firm friend in later years. Are you still friends?
Yes.
You and Annemart. That award launched my career and I'll always be treasured. It will be a treasured memory.
You just actually look whether she's got a recipe in there because she also won a few.
Yes, so she's won many. She's brilliant.
But she's not at the back of the book, so I don't feel that bad.
Now, to be fair, I feel like they've put a lot of the older names they haven't put on the back. And that's not to say you are old. That's not.
I'm not old.
I know you're not. Don't. You're. This interview's got an edge now.
I know. It's a bit strange. But But what is nice is that you're mentioned first, and you can be proud.
Believe me, I'm very proud of this. And I love the theatre awards and doing those hostings. It's amazing.
You're good. Yeah,
let's see if we can
You better brown nose now with a plate of cups. Otherwise, you'll never be asked again. But do they have Anamart?
There's Marius Veyers. You've worked with Marius before, haven't you?
I'm not interested.
Okay, you don't like Marius. Manny Manum.
Manny was altijd baie gaaf, maar niemand gaan nou weet.
Janus Salier.
Janus Neer.
Yeah. But where's...
She turned out to be a Two-Face.
I think she's still alive. I don't know if we can say that on the radio. I don't.
She was like one thing the one moment and
really?
Another thing the other moment. I thought, okay, you Two-Face bitch.
Weird enough, she's got two recipes back to back.
Are you serious?
No, but that would be funny.
Who else is there?
Brumulde van Rensburg. You love a Brumulde.
She always
looks amazing, doesn't she? She photographs unbelievably well.
Yeah, it's that the same thing that Evita Perón used, where they inject it into the blood.
Then you stand in the one.
Yeah.
Bobby Yearney. Do you have a Bobby?
Bobby is not Yearney.
Bobby is not Yearney. Albert Maritz. Schubert Sylvain. Looking for the names. Percy Tucker, who started CompuTicket.
Oh yeah, and then he sold it to Checkers. He did.
He really did.
And Percy, he's now enjoying himself.
Yeah, he's a sweet old man. He tells the same story sometimes, but that's fine.
No,
that's
very interesting. Sweet. You know what happened once?
Yeah,
I hired the Cape Town Civic Center, and they wanted. What was their demand? They wanted a lot of money from me, like 180,000.
This is CompuTicket.
No, Civic Center.
Oh, right, I see.
Before I don't know whether they would have put me in a jail or something. I phoned Percy and I said, Percy, they want this money now, but you're only going to pay me in 2 days' time.
Right.
And they don't want to hear that.
Another story, yeah.
And then he gave me the money.
Yeah, he's a good man. Day. He's a good man.
I still owe him, but it's not.
Wilma Sneyman?
Oh.
But now she's played. Didn't she do stuff with you? No.
She did.
In your sketches. I feel like you did a... No,
yeah,
maybe not.
No. But I did work with her. I don't know how.
This Sarki Boete. Mm-hmm. Peter Dirk. Were you at... Now, were you...
Yeah, what does Peter make?
Peter make a Bambi's plum tart. My sister Evita Poseidon stole this recipe from me. Now as an award winner, I take it back. Anyway, Liebchen, I've always felt like a plum tart.
Now, where can people get this recipe?
It used to be at Exclusives. I don't know if they've still got copies because it's about a year and a bit old now.
You think it ran out, eh?
I think the government recalled it. They said there's too many state secrets in here.
State in the recipes,
yeah. There are too many people of color, or not of color.
Not of color, inside the book.
I'm trying to see where... There's maybe less people have won. Martinez Besson. Did he ever direct you, Martinez?
Yeah, I know him.
You know him? Leopold Senecal? I don't know him.
Isn't that an old writer from the 1940s?
He might be.
Turned out to be gay.
Now, I mean, I suppose the point we have to ask is that, Casper, there you are.
Yeah.
Is how many people in this book are going to have allegations against him in years to come? Because we don't know. Because this
True.
Is the state of the world now.
Because that's my next question, Alan.
Yeah.
It's been America and it's been England a bit.
Correct.
But
it's going to be everywhere soon.
Everyone is the same all over the place. So
yes.
When are we going to have our sex scandal?
Well,
and who do you think it will be?
And listen, listen, in our industry, and I count not just theatre, but also television and film, we've all had stories. We go, oh, that one you've got to be careful of, or this one's a bit fatterig, and that one's a bit... it's fatterig a word.
Yes. Yeah.
I was feeling a bit fatterig when I had a lot to eat this morning.
No, Alan, I just want to say that time I told you to touch me. It was a joke.
Just saying.
I didn't mind.
It was a joke.
It was a joke. But the point is, I didn't even get the job afterwards. That was irritating.
Did you get the knob afterwards?
Sandra Prinsloo.
Yeah, I love her.
You love her?
I love Sandra.
That's good. I'm just looking if there's any more people here. We're going through them now. There's
well, it's a book called Bravo.
Bravo, yeah. And Niels Kutsia.
Yeah, that's no. Very Cape.
Very Cape. All right.
Yep. A coffee table book for people who would like to show off and say, oh, okay, this was a receptor van Amal.
Yeah, and they're nice receptor in there.
Yeah, and then I have people who ask, where's Bobby van Jaarsveld's turkeys? Mm. And then we say, no, he's a singer.
Yeah.
He never won a Fleur de Cup.
No, exactly. It must be theatre people.
It must be theatre people of royal standard.
Sure, I don't see... Who did we say we were looking for?
Annemarie van Amerongen. Maybe they didn't. But she can cook well.
Can she cook well?
Yeah. But thank you for bringing it.
It's an absolute pleasure.
Tell me, Johan van der Walt,
yeah,
who was in the show Laughing Matters, later I'm going to have him talk with me. But I want you to decide who of my characters do you want to talk
to. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That is something that
think
makes...
Think about
okay,
it.
Okay, all right.
And then Johan and he will
okay.
have a, or she will have a conversation.
Oh, that'll be lovely.
Has your tutor arrived?
No, not yet. Oh. Well, maybe
is this the
up.
Dance teacher?
Yes.
Yeah, not yet. I want to ask you in the meanwhile, Gavin, I ask you about a soppy story. I like out there stories. And there was this one my peripheral vision caught about a woman who went on a tour through hell.
Yes.
Can you tell me about that?
Okay, so how's this woman? So she's now released a video that she sent out to the world. She's the biggest Christian, but she became a Christian when she was 12 years old. She gave her heart to Jesus. So she says that the Lord took her for 27 hours, and the Lord took her and showed her heaven, and the Lord showed her hell. And but she first got to hell.
These are the exact same words that someone described about the Harvey Weinstein experience.
So where do you book these tours?
So what, 27 hours, she went to heaven and hell in that time?
Yeah.
Accompanied by the Lord.
Whoa. Accompanied by the Lord. But it's not so much the fact that she was like on this tour with the Lord to hell. It is who she saw.
In hell.
In hell.
Oh, who did she see?
She saw...
Are they working there, or did she see them in prisons? Or?
So she saw Michael Jackson.
Oh, no.
Near.
Never. In hell.
I'm melting!
No.
In chains. Walking in chains.
Oh, kinky.
So he always used to wear chains, though, on his... So maybe that was...
Yeah.
And so now...
There's no change there.
No change.
So now you are wondering, why is Michael Jackson in hell? So
yeah.
She says...
Yeah.
The Lord said to her... Because she asked the Lord, why is he here?
Of course.
Mm. And she's... the Lord said
could
to her...
Could be a she. The Lord could yeah, be a she. Yeah, don't be sexy.
Some days. Don't. Shapeshifter.
Shapeshifter. Yeah.
Is that Michael, the dance that he did, that moonwalking and whatever.
Moonwalk, Fred Astaire dance.
Demons dance like that. And that is why Michael Jackson is in hell now.
And Fred Astaire, I suppose, too, then.
Yeah, because Fred Astaire used to do a version of that.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
It's an evolution of a Fred Astaire move. So they were all visited by demons,
what?
Taught them, you must do this.
Michael Jackson is my favorite. He's my absolute hero. I cannot believe this story. That
well,
is
you're
going to
see him, Rian.
Yeah. And also, with all the allegations that are happening now, Michael Jackson seems like a good person now, if you think back.
Absolutely. He is so relieved.
Did you know?
And one and one would have thought with his... So, and then she saw another celeb, another famous person there.
Ooh.
Pope John, this... Pope, what's the number? Pope John Paul II.
Oh, the old Pope.
Was in hell.
Mm-hmm. The old Pope.
She saw him in hell, but then he went over to heaven. So he's now with the angels.
Oh.
Because he, so instead of just preaching the gospel of Christ, he went and he took people's money. It was all about money for him. And that's why he spent a little time in hell, but he's now over with the angels.
Oh, so they gave him a visa.
Yeah.
Now you can go.
So, and now
Schengen visa.
And there's one lady called Selena who's in hell.
Diona? Selena Diona.
And then when...
Oh, that, the South American. Selena.
Yes,
yes. The singer.
Yeah.
Famous. So when they were in hell, that was the only person that asked to go over from hell to heaven. And the Lord said, no. You are, you did not repent enough, so you stay right there where you are. So it's not on chains and now.
I know, because the Lord is a is with Spotify, and Selena's only on Apple Music.
That's the problem. That is exactly the problem. Well, and also the Apple was a sinful thing.
No, you don't like the Apple.
Yeah. No.
Snake, Apple, Eve, hello.
Hello. But now, so, and then she came back having done the 27-hour tour.
Did she take pictures?
She didn't take pictures.
So, well, that was, yeah.
That's
but, but her video is very weird. Her video is like she's sitting and then the video is like all reddish. Mm. But there's no graphics, but yeah. It's all like reddish. Like,
so where did you see this?
It's like in the news.
Which news? I mean, I'm not saying this is not true.
No, no, no. She's from Ecuador in South America.
Right. So that's big news.
It's the local media. Right. So the local newspapers picked it up. Yeah.
To be fair, newspapers at the moment which are not surviving, they'll pick up anything.
Pick up anything.
Do you know what I mean?
So if you could do the moonwalk, you're going to hell.
Seriously.
Can you believe it?
So Neil Armstrong's probably also there.
He did the moonwalk.
Yeah. And Louis Armstrong just because of the surname thing. Yeah,
just the association.
Yeah.
No politicians.
And Lance Armstrong. All the Armstrongs are there.
Oh, he's definitely going to go.
Oh, my goodness.
My shame.
That's the cycle of life. Hey!
Tell me, Rian, is your teacher here?
Yes, they are ready. There they are.
Do they want to dance?
Well, we're going to get Pugs in first, just to do a quick
little... please.
All right.
So, yeah, that's why you can come. You can come. Alan, I've got a few notes for you in your show. While we're waiting for Pugs.
Thank you. Okay,
you're getting old, you don't know this now. But as you speak, slowly you can hear, you know Harvey Fierstein?
With the nodules. Yes,
you hear that. So you would say me a sentence from your show.
and so my earnest wish for you is
so
that...
You would go, and so my earnest wish for you. You hear that.
Wow.
Yeah, so I think I have those nodules removed...
This is a terrible thing you're saying.
No, it's not.
I mean, it's good.
I can hear it coming.
Oh, wow.
So it's not there. Or you...
You don't go like... Loppity, pop, pop. Oh, yeah, I'm Louis Armstrong.
But...
but there's a little bit of a...
Yes. From over-talking.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Then you got a bald patch. Do you know that?
Yeah, no, I do know that.
Oh, I'm so sorry about
I don't know what to... I mean, there's nothing...
You don't
I don't want to change that.
You don't deserve a bald patch.
Thank you. This is my dad's gift to me, you know.
Can't you get those things they spray on?
Yeah, but do I want that? You know, people... You can see it, man. Who are we kidding? But it's like I'm going so grey now. I'm going very grey.
Mm. The grey suits you.
Yeah.
But it's the bald patch.
It's a bit of a worry. You think maybe get some of those Jacques Callas implant things.
Jacques Callas or Leon Schuster.
Has Leon Schuster had some implants?
That's why he was gone for 5 years. They were fucking knitting his head. And then... And I just want to tell you one more thing. I'm going to talk now. Who's this?
This is Pugs.
Hello,
boys.
Pugs. As it, man. Like a man. Welcome. I'm just finishing with this one.
I'm still getting notes.
I'm giving you a few notes.
Yeah.
The voice thing is upsetting to me. What can I do with it? Do I do it in every sentence? Quite a lot.
It's in the middle of every sentence.
Is it not maybe just my vocal pitch that I'm just... I must just change it a little
bit.
Okay.
I think you should.
All right.
I think look at the pitch, record yourself, and then you will hear. But it's not irritating. And then the other thing I just wanted to tell you is that MacGyver has got a new season. It's remade.
Right. Apparently not good, though.
Yeah, but you don't mention that.
No.
You say in the show, you remember MacGyver, all nod, we love it.
Yeah.
But then we should acknowledge.
Yeah, no, we shouldn't. I'll tell you why we shouldn't. No, because my audience will get confused by that. They live in the nostalgia.
It's on season 2 already on CBS, hey?
Now they're talking about remaking Magnum. Can you imagine? Without Tom Selleck, what is there?
Can you imagine them?
Yeah.
Wow. Because what have they remade now? MacGyver? Chips?
Hawaii 5-0.
Chips was a movie.
Yeah.
Hawaii 5-0. Baywatch, a movie.
Starsky and Hutch, the movie.
So you Knight Rider.
Yes.
So you are left. Michael. Don't touch me there, Michael. And then what was the... MacGyver.
There was others, and those 80s.
Dallas was remade. Dynasty is now remade.
Next will be Falcon's Crest.
Oh,
and then Airwolf.
Loved Airwolf. Who was the guy who played him? Jan Michael Vincent.
Vincent. I'm going to sing you a song now. Tell me
what's the theme tune? Okay.
I can't remember the theme.
Dum bum ba 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 yo. Da, da, dee, 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 dee. Give me the genre. What is it?
Science fiction.
Was it Twilight Zone?
No.
Oh, the other one.
Yes, no, it's Star Trek.
Oh, of course it is. Oh, wow. Beautiful.
Your Captain's name is Log. Puggy.
Captain Log, Pugs. Stargate, Pugs.
Pugsville.
Pugs.
Bugs.
Yeah. How do you spell that?
Spelled P-U-G-S.
Bugs.
You're already a teacher of dance.
Kind of.
That's fantastic.
Kind of. Humbleness.
Do you want to be a teacher or a choreographer? And what do you think the difference is?
I don't really think there's a difference with the two. It's just that the one, you're teaching basics.
Right.
Yes, but you're still choreographing as you go along, right, because it still moves. And then choreographing is just putting together a set of moves and, yeah, this dancing to music.
This is a much better explanation than you gave us earlier.
Yes, so much
better. Makes it sound
spugs.
Sweet.
Sweet. And what kind of style are we going to dance to today?
Today we are doing a bit of a mix. It's going to be hip-hop,
yes,
with Spujwa. And
with what?
Excuse me?
Spudra.
I'm not hungry now.
Oh.
What is Spudra?
Spudra is a South African dance. Yes. Like, it's based in South Africa.
Like the quiet
chat
we had.
Is that what
she's
doing there? Do a bit of Spudra?
Do it. Yes. Yes.
Sounds like you're stirring a pot.
So I'm learning something. Okay.
Yeah.
Do you, is it your group or did you just come together for us today? Or what do you do usually with the dancing in your life? Do you choreograph? Do you dance at shows? What's your aim?
I dance at shows and do a good bit of choreography and I teach here and there. But I'm also part of Freeze Frame. Okay. Yes, and with Freeze Frame, we just currently qualified to go to Croatia, which is going to be...
Brilliant.
Wow. Yes.
We're gonna Korea.
Croatia.
Oh,
Croatia. Croatia. Yes, and there we are going to be representing South Africa.
Okay.
Well done.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Well done. So, have you got the music?
Yes. In
it? What is that? Have you got it on your phone?
My phone ready to go.
Okay, well, we don't have... I just want to have it so long. Is it on this?
Yeah,
is it this one?
The bottom one, yeah.
Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to record you on Facebook and while you're dancing. And the guy who really loves recording is Gavin.
Sweet.
He is an absolute professional.
So good.
And his craft gets better and better.
Absolutely.
I wonder why.
Yes,
you
I
must
wonder.
Be practicing at home somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Another scandal coming out.
Where's that pot plant?
Another scandal. Okay, look, you worked for a port. You had to get a lot of stories out of people. Maybe you are embroiled in a lot of scandals.
There are a lot of things that I didn't say or discuss or whatever.
Oh, that's going to come out now. You can tell us
possibly.
Now.
Yeah. Possibly. But no, in my next book. But okay. Then I have to emigrate.
Oh, that it's big news.
Dam te gaan. I need to leave.
Where would you go?
Amsterdam.
Oh, yes.
I'm obsessed.
And take this book with us. Especially in Amsterdam.
I would go there. I'm confused. What is on the cover? I know we discussed the book.
It's
and it's
a pie. Over. It's a pie.
What's a type of pie is that?
A raspberry. I don't know.
It's like a plum tart or something, isn't it?
Yeah. It's plummy.
It's not a, if I'm honest, it's not a great picture for the front cover, is it?
We need to take a picture for our Facebook.
Yeah. And my
page. I took yours.
Oh, donkey, Rian.
And we've posted our pictures already.
Okay, we got a bit of a problem here with the internet. I don't know what's going on. I can't.
Is it? And why aren't people messaging us?
I know, there was one. Just hang on, I'm going to read it to you.
Please do. All Alan fans? All two of you?
They can't. They.
There's no, nothing. No, wait, I saw something. This is all about some other cock. Wait. It says, hello, Casper and team. Will all of you marry me?
Wow.
Okay, so it's that kind of fan. Like a lifter, Anushka.
That's Anushka.
Who's Anushka?
Anushka is the one I was chatting to outside.
Hello, Anushka.
I will marry you tomorrow, my darling. It's actually a several meters strong.
She's the only one who wrote.
Oh,
so I think
love
there's a decline
her.
Here in viewership. But I can't get the Facebook to work. Is there something wrong with our Facebook, Palesa? With our Wi-Fi? Is there? The internet is slow. Okay, so we're going to wait a bit.
Aww.
Pucks, you can't dance and we don't have it on record.
What, why don't we record it like we did the last time? Just on your...
Leon, you're so clever.
Oh, and then post it later. Post live. Because we live in a post-truth world. You might as well post live.
Post-apocalypse.
I've contributed for the show, thanks.
Post-office.
When do I start? Can someone count me down, please?
No, wait.
23, 22, 21.
I'm looking for my piliki. Oh, there it is.
What is a piliki in English?
Well, Bucks, wait now.
A spacey.
Okay, Bucks, so are you going to dance with... Or
yes.
Did you just choreograph?
Yes, and tell us. I'm going to be dancing with.
You see, I can see a future for you because you're already choreographing, you're already teaching, you're already hands on, and you are what, 12?
Ooh, no.
How old are you?
I'm 21.
Young. Yeah. Just turn it around. 12. Turn it around. 21. Yes. So, yeah, now I see a bright future for you. Where did you get your interest in dance from? Television? What?
As a baby, well, not as a baby, but like as a toddler. Yes, when I was a toddler, my parents got me into dancing. They put me in a dance school called Dynamo Dance World.
Ah,
that's where I trained as well.
Yeah. Really?
Mm.
You too? Are you going to join them?
No.
I would like to see that.
Yeah.
No, we'll see you again. That's for sure.
Pugs, well, thank you very much.
Thanks, Pugs.
You're contributing daily to making the next generation better, and that's what we need as dancers. So thank you very much, and thank you for coming for the interview.
Thank you.
And we're excited to see this routine.
Yay.
Okay, Gavin, so will you follow Pugs, but just take your headphones off. Otherwise, you're going to take us with
the
you.
Table. So do they dance in the other room then?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. Oh, he's counting down. Oh, wait a minute.
What?
Hi there. So this is the... Hi there. So this is the... Hi there. So this is the... Hi there. So this is the Casper Radio Show. We have got our dance section happening right now here on November the 10th in the year of our Lord, 1901. Somewhere I'm lying. Find out and win a water bottle. Will you go, Gavin? Okay, you say I must plug this in here. And what is the song's?
Does it have a name?
Yes, it's what's a cock? Fuinkiet yay.
Shall I fill the dead air? I'll just say some stuff.
Say dead air.
For me, Abraham Lincoln is an underrated president.
Now, yes. Now.
But back then, he did love theatre. That's true.
He did.
He did love theatre. It didn't... He's not a good kind of advert for going to theatre, though.
No. Our guest is Alan Committee. Okay, must I play this?
Yes.
Can you? Is it loud enough for you there, Gabby? God, he's on the floor already.
Right. Yes. I want to stand up. I want to watch this.
Yeah, you okay? Watch it. Yeah. Are they dancing?
Yeah. Double pocket.
pen and meet her in your club. On your couch, just got paid to be it. On your girl, rubbing on me, I'm on the list.
Done dance properly. Beat for box to box, yo.
So nice. Congratulations.
Yes, fantastic.
That was fantastic.
Brilliant.
So you must go to the Casper de Vries official Facebook. It's called the official Facebook. And you will see that dance there. It was very nice. All kinds of styles. I even saw a bit of Michael.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're good. He's very good.
Very
guy.
Nice. Very, very good.
What's his name? Puggy.
Pugs.
He's very good.
Pugs. Yeah. Do you remember when you used to dance up a storm with backing dancers in your show? You used to hoi and do a number.
Those were the days.
I started working for him. I just came from the Free State, fart off the place. He gave me my first break.
Wow.
Yeah, I was a body double for one of.
You didn't have to touch me, eh?
Nah, did you? Leave it alone. It doesn't matter.
Moving up in this.
Hey, you were a body double for what?
For Huck and Steak, for one of the characters that just got out of prison.
Yeah, he danced for the guy.
And then he supported us the whole show. We kept coming back.
Yeah, brilliant. You did a video of Dom Dom Duemini with me.
Yeah.
You did the White Christmas song in Huck and Steak.
Yes.
You helped me get a porn star to fuck Giselle in Pomp and Pretoria.
And then we did me and him.
Oh, and we did Amor.
No,
we all done Amor.
We did a US.
Yeah, but we turned it around.
Yeah.
I was Giselle and he was a stripper.
Yeah.
Ah!
And he had this camera here and he was recording me. Yeah, that's right. We come a long
and
way.
He still painted a cock, like a hooner.
Yeah,
on my back.
Yes.
Yeah, a tattoo.
That sounded strange.
I know. Then we're going to move on. Our listen how professional I've become. Our
extra special
guest is Alan Kmit.
That was very,
very Alan Partridge. Eh?
Very Alan Partridge. Oh. Do you watch Mid Morning Matters? That's his latest one.
Yes, I did.
Fantastic.
I must say, I haven't seen it for a while, but okay. I have watched
it. Oh, so brilliant. Because it's all just stuck in a little studio like this, and so funny. Clever.
It's funny. There was another guy who's got a series out where he plays all the characters. I did not know his name. It was on BBC. And he also played a DJ in a radio station, so that's why I'm a bit confused now with Alan's mid-morning one. But I think we talked about it.
Mid-morning matters.
Yeah,
funny.
It's very, very funny. Good news, Bellamy Brothers coming to South Africa.
Yay!
So what happened was, in my show Mondag in 2007, I said, well, Sun City never had anyone. Just in my youth, but they had the Bellamy brothers, but just one brother turned up.
Is that true?
I don't know if it's true.
But that's brilliant.
That was my joke. And then I said, and then he just sang his bit. So he was going, 1, 4. If I, beautiful, hold it, me.
I love that.
Now they're coming.
They are here.
The actual Bellamy Brothers people, from a joke to reality, they are here. If I said you had a beautiful body, would you hold it against me? And many, many more. Like, if I said you had a beautiful body, would you hold it against me? And
the Kevin Spacey theme tune.
Yeah. Yeah, so they're going to sing that a couple of times.
I don't really know them, if I'm honest.
That's why I say that's the one song. So they're going to sing that a couple of times.
And then that's the, and then have an interval?
Yeah.
Sing it backwards?
Then they're going to show how it was when the one brother didn't come. And he'll just do solo.
Yeah.
And then they do it again with
the. Is it two brothers or three?
The Bellamys? You, very good question. I don't know.
No one knows because it's not clear in the title.
No.
The Bellamy Brothers.
I assumed it's a duo, but maybe it's more brothers.
Maybe there's seven of them.
Yeah. Where's that? What's that one strange family who all play violins and they look like they're Quakers or something?
Yes, the Osmonds. No, not the Osmonds.
No. The Osmonds, are Quakers.
They are Quakers, aren't they? But there's
Mormons,
another.
They're Mormons. But there's another group.
Yes.
They look a bit off. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, absolutely.
Anyone out there?
Please, help us.
What's up that name of that?
Jeff Goldblum. Oh, no, that was the answer from earlier.
It's like it's like the Rock House group or something. Got a name like that. Anyway, have you spoken to Johan?
I have. Now, he's on his way. Because he's just arriving. Obviously, he's just arrived. Who will he talk to, do you think?
Well, he's got options. You can ask him.
See, I know he's fond of... listen, I'm fond of many of your characters. For me, I love a little Dutch because you can learn so much from the Dutch people.
If you want to talk to her, that's good.
Then, but also...
Well, that's Johan's choice.
But that's Johan's choice. And I think he might want to talk to... I don't know. Does he want to talk to Blavatsky? I don't know.
No.
You don't think so?
You see, a very, very big fan of Johan's is Hanu, eh?
Oh, is that right?
Hanu goes to all his shows.
I didn't know that.
He loves him.
Well, then maybe... Yeah.
Well, we can have a little bit of Hanu. We can have a little bit of each.
Okay, yeah. Okay. I think there needs to be a little bit of Dutch, because I do love a little Dutch.
Okay, well, just hang on. I've got to play,
all right, play something
I suppose.
All right.
Okay, just hang on. What I'm going to play you now is... We got a section called Out There.
Okay.
Out There is like heavy cuck stuff or very new and original. Today it's going to be very new and original. And I want to ask Gavin, for no particular reason, Gavin, do you know Jitsvinger? Do you know of Jitsvinger?
I know Jitsvinger.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
Who is Jitsvinger, Alan?
It's a Cape Town. Yeah. They do... it's like rap and yeah, they're brilliant.
Yeah, they're brilliant.
Jitsvinger.
Yeah. And I wanted to ask you what Jits means, if it doesn't mean anything. Jits. Why would he call himself Jitsvinger? Was that a new look?
Spell it for me.
Jits.
Oh,
like Jits.
Oh. Yeah, but we don't say Jits, we say Jits.
Jits.
Oh, Jitsvinger.
Yeah, like...
I'm so sorry.
Oh. Yeah. It's all in the pronunciation.
And what does Jits mean?
Jits means like... My car like for dag by a jets.
It's like,
yeah. But it can also mean that you are horny.
Yeah. Die boere jets. Jets. Jitsvinger.
Jets.
So that's quite rude then, Jitsvinger.
Yeah. But he's...
But jets is like, jets is...
It's a finger about violence.
Your heart is jets vandaag.
Jets. Well, I invited him to be a guest. He can't at the moment. He's in Holland, although, but he's like a breaking new artist. He's very good. He's got an EP out, and we're going to listen in our Out There section today. We're going to listen to Jitsvinger and Jitsvinger. Sorry. And it's called Who Like Hulle.
Yeah. Nou begin die excitement, ek skit die mic soos 'n blinkplaat. Die maak moe hoe staan soe. Fly case in die bagasie raak, is hy tyd nou rik die ding tot laat toe. Tactieke huisfeest soos 'n bakstino. Klassieke reinkleed soos 'n taxi doos en kaf. Lingua's flows is fantastisch, soos 'n paar grasies. Kazen getegen soos op jouw blok. Al wat geluister word is uit min of force. Zorg voor kwaliteit, kei laat tot in die klaar gesteek. Wat ons hou die voort.
niks lekker die worry man. Liggie energie is aan die brand. Jou drie blikkies op energie en aan aan. Winners in die dreads, die struggle continue. Samstaan is die movement, soldaat. Ek unite in die plaaslik of oorsie. Diep is het over jou people form. A revolution, lang al overdue. Die salute en die vlak zien ze niet go. Nodig je door in die jaar, take your vocal. A globe brood is zo vaak, die zijn auto. Die host vandaan, zat vullen in die style. Original for life. Ik heb een karakter, zo'n vlot, zaks in je locatie op iets op. Operate die vloed tot aan bij die poel. Boren koppel op je roots, smokkel uit die boel. Of als het is, hoe kan je los, zo'n geheime diensten? Die zijn maar de zijne van pijnverlies. Die eimers en die bewijzen. Entertainment, net die eindste. Kopstof bij die docenten. Flow zit die architect weg. Hou die kaap van Nick, perfect. Nog een doos, laat die kan get. Kon ik met die mic, dik ik die tafel. Klim in die kaart, zo lekker zaak, maar hippe ze los. Druk op je noemen, die gaan van jouw kassoten. Slaat die stus in die braas en daar zie fout die vaak. Zet blaas je artikel tot laat. Toe in die style original for life.
Jitsvanger. I've learned something again. Jitsvanger. And it is ons Out There section. Now it's time for our
Extra Special
guest via the gasvryheid, wil ek amper sê. En ek wil in Afrikaans praat van Alan Committee. And that is Alan colleague, I can say, Johan van der Walt.
Baie dankie, Kasper, lekker, is a groot eer, is a great honoration to be here, by your studio. It's beautiful, it's klein, it's small, but it's very comfortable. I'm just sitting here on your lap now, which is prachtig, mooi, wat jy, nee, los op, leave it,
look. Okay, wie wil jy praat, laat ek omgaan.
Kijk, I am a big fan nation of yours. I've seen many of your, not all your shows, I've seen a lot of the shows because I'm very busy. I don't always have the time.
Of course.
So I watch it on the DVD.
Ah.
And sometimes I enjoy it so much, I watch it twice, but the second time I watch it quicker. So that I can get more time in to watch it back and then repeat it.
Times two.
Yes.
Yeah.
Jammer, the actual teeth are hitting the microphone.
Have you thought about maybe getting a dentist?
You know, for me, it's oral hygiene is very... Kiki? Boy. For me, I don't use I don't use dental floss. I use a skipping rope to get in between there. It actually worked beautiful, beautiful.
Okay.
So, say for me, you say now some of your friends are also watch my shows. Watch.
Well, like Anu, he wants...
Is Anu here?
Let's him get
Oh,
Anu.
Please, Anu!
Hey! Hey!
Yeah, prachtig!
Hey!
One! To see you in person, nation. I mean, to see you in person. But you are more handsome in real life, eh?
Oh, yeah. Oh, you know, I'm starting to drink like 3 bottles less. Listen.
Gaan voort, asseblief.
Nee, ek wil net vra, waar is jou vertoning?
Yeah, kijk, you know, for me, I only now appear with Alan Kumuti. And so whenever he now done a show, then I am there. Because as a part-time security guard and also a part-time Jehovah's Witness, recruitment program officer, which is part of the work that I done, then I have to also just schedule. I've got to put in, I've got to squeeze myself into his schedule, which can be uncomfortable.
Montel knows about that.
What say you now? What did you want to squeeze, my darling? Oh, Johan, hello.
You make me a bit nervous, if I'm honest.
Jy maak my ook.
Yeah.
My cake, not as ek, my palms.
Prachtig. Okay, just stand back a little bit. You're very close. Hey, you're making my safari suit a bit moist as well.
I said, my kind, wie is hierdie man? Hallo.
Oh, dit is 'n groot eer. Now, this is an honoration.
Johan van der Walt, jyre, ons kyk vir jou, man.
Oom, ek is nou bietjie senuweeagtig because you are one of my idols, my idols.
Nee, wat, ons lag vir jou as jy was op daai Songololo.
Laugh out loud.
Lol. Jy het almal lol met mekaar, die is daar. Maar jy was daar op en dit was snaaks.
My tanden wil uitkom, sometimes my teeth... I hate that when that happens. I'm so sorry.
Oh, dit is Grietjie, ons so quickly sê.
Oh, is Grietjie hier?
Hallo Johan.
Dame, gaat het goed? My grootouma was ook van jou deel van die land. Jacomina Johanna Magrita van der Walt.
Nee.
Ja, maar ek sê.
Fantastisch.
Absoluut.
Ja, nou is goed om naar jou te kijken hoor. En heb jij nou al die Hollandse swearing words onder de knie?
Kijk, ek is nie, I'm not a necessarily a religious person, but I'm always looking after my language.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Heel goed, ja.
It's not good to just use a swear word like that,
nee,
you know.
Nee.
It makes me, dan trek ek so by die Holland. By die Holland. By Holland. Can I so Vicky? Daar, just where the dike is, you know what I mean?
Johan, heb je al gehoord van love voedsel?
Nee.
Love is L-A-F.
Right.
En dan is het love voedsel. Of dit proelaf. Dat is als daar geen specerijen of zout in de kost zit. Zo nou en dan een klein vloekwoordje. Geef een specerijtje voor je voedseltje.
Nee,
anders
is fantastisch.
Word jij laf.
Ja. En ook partijtje is dat mooie woorden. En dat klinkt soos een vloekwoord, maar dat is niet zo.
Zoals?
Soos een poespas.
Ja.
Dat is een fantastische woord.
Ja, heb je gezien hoe trek mij gezegd? Dat is helemaal waar. Johan, ik wens je alle sterkte.
Ach man, dat is zo lekker om je te wees. En kijk, mijn broekie trek zo wikkie stijf, want ik zit nu in een klein stoeliekie.
Oh.
Maar ik ga net zo wikkie verveer. Oh, dat trek ik iets nou. Jij
daar een punt weet. Oh, dat is fantastisch. Doei.
Every generation claims the one before. All of their frustrations come beating at your door. Know that I'm a prisoner to all my father held so dear. Know that I'm a hostage to all his hopes and fears. I just wish I could have told him in the living years. Say it loud.
Say it loud. Don't see it. He says it's perfect sense. You just can't find agreement in this present tense. We all talk a different language. Talking.
Thank you.
What's happening? I'm trying. Yuan, just leave the knobs. Okay. This is weird, no doubt. That is not.
Proudly brought to you by Sandwich Baron.
Have you been to Sandwich Baron yet?
I love Sandwich Baron. Of all the barons, the Sandwich Baron is my best. It's tasty and delightful and provides meats and eats of all shapes and sizes. Sandwich Baron, don't miss out.
And did you know that they deliver?
I didn't. Delivery is an important part of our life. And if you don't want deliveries, then just go and eat at the Sandwich Baron. But if you want delivery, it's now available. Sandwich Baron.
And did you know that you can order online?
Can you really? Sandwich Baron, I love it. Online deliveries and orders. It's the most fantastic sampling of food in Africa and surrounds. Sandwich Baron. Okay, don't miss out. How's that? Yeah, all right. Do they give us money?
No.
No?
No.
I've never eaten there, you know.
You must. It's really fantastic. But every week we have this golden oldie that we play, and that is sponsored by Sandwich Baron. So we've got to mention that.
Right.
So I played it now. Say it young, say it
clear.
It's
a good song, man.
It is. But we're going to talk about that
song.
All
right. Okay.
But first, we have a new special guest.
I saw.
I know.
Woo!
Kabelo Mhlongo.
Something like that.
Close enough.
Well, can you tell me?
Tabiso Mhlongo.
Not Tabelo.
No, Tabiso. Casper.
Tabiso.
Who's Tabelo in your family? Is there Tabelo?
I don't think that's a real name. I don't even think that name exists.
There must be someone called a Tabelo.
No, man,
Tabelo. There's a Tabelo in life somewhere.
Tabiso is a place where people stay, isn't it?
No, that's Timbisa.
I know. Trying to work myself out of this one.
Quite a bad start.
Did I say Tabelo?
Yeah, no. You said Mhlongo, which is weird because people normally get that part wrong.
And I was right with that, eh?
Yeah.
That
yeah,
I know.
You said it perfectly.
Mhlongo, Mhlongo, Mhlongo. Thank you. Yeah. I saw you at the Comics Choice Awards ceremony where you were one of the guest presenters for that day. It was just with the comedians and the press.
Yes.
And you are, I could immediately see that you are a natural. And I wanted to know, so feverishly, how did you get your, where do you come from? How did you get your humor? Because it's natural. You can see it. There's nothing you can do about it. You just have it.
I don't know, man. I don't know where I got it from, but I guess it's a good thing that it's natural. And it comes out like that.
As a child, were you funny?
I hope I was. I got in trouble a lot of times for being slow. So,
for
I don't know.
Slow.
Yeah, for being too slow. I was a weird child.
Slow like physically. Or
no,
late?
like dumb cop.
Oh, yeah, that's stupid. That's not funny.
No.
Yeah, that was
funny. People are bright, so you can't be stupid.
No, you can't be stupid. There must have been something. What was going on?
Maybe everyone else was stupid at the time and their thoughts. But now the thing is, now I became the guy, and then now they're like, oh, maybe we were the dumb ones.
Right, you were so far behind, you lapped them from reverse lapping.
Yeah. I cast us in many of them, and then.
Yeah,
and I saw you on the roast specials with Comedy Central.
Yeah,
as well.
Roast battle.
You were good there. Did you win your round?
Yes, I did. One of the few times I can say that.
Well,
I won my
again?
Round. Sometimes sex is hard, guys. Anyway, yeah.
Against you again?
My girlfriend.
No, against who?
Very
good.
The final was against Warren Robertson.
You?
Yeah. I had to face three guys.
You became.
And I won 1-1. And then
what happened in the final?
I won.
Won the final as well.
No, the final.
No, I won the final of that round. Like, the episode
is so complicated.
Yeah, it was like a semi final.
Okay. Yeah.
I just want to know what happened at the end. Did you win the competition?
At the end of the grand finale, I lost.
Ah, winner! Come on!
Who won?
Like the Proteas, you are choking in the final.
Well, no.
Yes, you didn't win.
No, you know what it was?
Cheating.
Because I'm fairly new, right?
Right.
And then that was still like one of my first moments in a proper professional setup. So when I won it the first time, because I was just like, I'm just going to have fun.
Right.
And then when we did the grand finale, the nerves started kicking in. Right. And I was like, this thing high. Is real now. You know, I went up against Dylan Oliphant.
Right.
With the round that I lost. And he was like the defending champion.
And he's good.
Yeah. And it was so close, as John Flismas said that day. I hope it was close. But I lost out. Like, he was like, yeah, just a hair what thingy. And I was like, yeah, but we have to give it to one guy. So he takes it.
It was, what's that beautiful comedian's name? Now I've forgotten all the names.
Jeff Goldblum.
It was a Louis C.K. hair.
Yeah, bald hair width.
That he lost.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But Tandeka, it's nice to have you here.
So, I guess now I have to do a voice. Oh, hey, it's nice to be here.
That's it. That's it. Welcome to the madness.
There we go.
What did I call him?
Tandeka. The first name you gave me today.
Tandalo. Tell me now.
Tabelo. You said Tabelo.
I'm with the macabre with the task. But I suppose it's the same as if I'm on your show and you say, and here we have a wonderful guest. Here he is, Kuni de Vries.
I wouldn't say that.
No, but what I did.
I would love to listen to Kuni de Vries. I think that would be a...
Yeah, but he doesn't exist.
It's just like Jeff. You guys know Jeff. I made him up. He also doesn't exist.
Oh,
see?
Wow.
See? Oh. That's the thing.
Where's Jeff?
No, he doesn't exist.
He doesn't exist now.
Oh.
Yeah. See.
You know, I was looking for him.
Oh. Yeah. You can never find him.
Never.
You know why?
Because
it doesn't exist. You see, we keep coming back, guys.
This is the race that you keep running.
That is his forte as a comedian. He does the circle comedy.
Right. He keeps coming back to the same joke.
He comes back.
Same joke.
Also, the only time people say that about me. He keeps coming back.
This is your sex life again, now.
That's nice. No,
part of it.
Okay. So now, what's on the cards for you? Where are you? Are you gigging at various clubs?
I'm gigging almost every day, man.
This is good news.
Yes. It's good. Yeah,
I'm becoming like a proper professional comedian.
Fantastic. Yeah, so and are you doing this as a professional? Are you still working at other places?
Full time stand up.
Brilliant. So nice. Good man.
Yeah.
Listen. Don't mind him, he's co-host. He thinks he can ask questions. Let me just...
Am I not allowed to ask questions?
Yeah, of course you are. Okay. Before I forget, I'm so old.
Okay.
You
Jeff Goldblum.
You seem to be offended with me today.
No!
It's all jokes. It's all jokes, Alan.
It's just after you told me my voice is... I'm done now with my voice. But I want to speak...
Yeah, but that's true. So what I wanted to ask you is, you came to the front because you won a competition of new talent.
Yes, the
rubber
mic.
I got my facts right here.
Yes.
The rubber mic.
No, what? We might as well call it that. No, we won't. It's grab the mic.
Grab the mic.
Yeah.
Rubber mic.
Because I just imagined a rubber mic and I was like, it doesn't kind of feel the same way as a normal mic. So
correct.
It looks wrong. So let's just call it grab the mic. Yeah.
But then, since then, you just went, eh?
Yeah. It kind of like became my first, hello, I'm in the scene type of thing.
Right.
And from there, started snowballing and people started going, oh, you're actually funny.
Yeah.
And then brilliant. One thing led to another and then now we have a kid.
Now you have a kid?
Yeah, with my girlfriend.
Hey, oh, that's beautiful, man.
Yeah.
Is he funny?
The kid?
Yeah.
I don't know.
How old is he?
He's
27.
He's not 27
isn't
yet.
He? Okay.
He will be though.
Yeah, at some point.
I think in 25 years time,
he'll
probably be 26. That's how these things kind of work out.
You know what?
But he's two now.
The terrible twos.
Nice, terrible twos. What's nice these days is if you take your family on stage, people like that.
I don't know. Is it a thing?
It is a thing. But Cusper's taken his dogs on stage.
I have.
Your dogs have spent the whole... And it's fantastic.
A dog is not for me, it's a baby.
That's your family.
I have. So do that. Yeah. Learn the kid, the baby, to do some tricks.
Mm.
And then bring him up.
On stage.
Yeah, let him crawl into hoops and stuff. And then give him a nice tranquilizer afterwards.
Oh,
okay. No, I'm joking. We were listening to Make It Loud, Make It Clear, Say It Now, and Make Me Fear.
Yes.
Now, we got to... Do you know the words? We got to sing it now.
Oh, no, I think I know some of the words. Because this is... I do like Mike and the Mechanics.
And Alan is grabbing his phone.
No, no.
You must. You must grab your phone.
I'm just trying to see...
I'm just tweeting.
In the intergenerations. I think I've started.
Here we go.
Turn to the years... Well, let me just...
Are you ready?
Confabulations. Wait. Let me...
I feel like it started already.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think it
The one before. Oh, that's nice. You sing for me. That's better.
Nice.
There you go. Sing. Alan, no, you must. No, I'll do the
chorus.
If it's no, because it's like... Here we go, like this.
We're waiting for the chorus. We're waiting for that fucking chorus.
Every generation blames the one before.
Oh, yeah.
And all of their frustrations come beating on your door.
Mm-hmm.
I know that I'm a prisoner to all my father held so dear. I know that I'm a hostage to all his hopes. And... What did happen? Are you starting again? You just skipped it. Where's the chorus?
Okay, let me go to the chorus because we are confused. Okay, here we go. Chorus.
All right, ready. You can't.
Okay.
Say it loud. Because it is too late. I don't know where that is.
This is a fuck up.
I know.
Yeah, but also why are we saying it loud?
Because he eye to eye.
Wow. Oh, well done, guys. Whoa.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, wait.
Your piliki, what happened?
We're not done yet.
Your piliki had eingetrek.
I'm going to fucking phone my lawyer now.
So now I need to, because this is Mike and the Mechanics. And I like Mike and the Mechanics.
That's why we're playing it.
I like it. Are you fans of Mike and the Mechanics?
Well, Rian.
Today we are.
Well. I went to go see them live.
Yes. And?
I was dragged.
Yeah.
To a Celine Dion concert. And the only say... Well, it was good. Mm. It was good.
She can sing.
She can sing, but you're for 2 hours. Well, but the opening act was Mike and the Mechanics.
Really?
And I also grew up with them. My dad was a big fan, so that was amazing to see them.
One of my funniest moments in the American Office... when they remade The Office, is the Tim character. I forget his name in The American Office. Remember, he's the tall, thin, he's got the thin face, and he's sitting talking to the camera, and he's angry. He's just sitting there. He goes, I just said to Gareth, what is your favorite band of all time? Of all time, of all the music in the world, what is your favorite band? And he said, Mike and the Mechanics. And there's just a pause, and it just stays, and then it cuts out. And I think that's
Of
all the music in the world. Why would you choose Mike and the Mechanic?
Where did they come from, Rian?
Where did they come from?
Mm.
Mm. The UK, Europe.
Were they born in Europe?
Are you making that up?
I read that they had
to
go.
Did Angela Merkel allow them?
I've done a bit of research on them.
Okay, tell me some more. Because I don't
know. Tell, we want to know.
Oh, great. Can we start?
Okay, yes. Here we go.
Fantastic. All right. All right, so Mike and the, well, specifically this song.
This song,
In the Living Years.
In the Living Years. In the Living Years. It's about his father.
Right. Yes, it's about a son that has conflicting emotions and feelings about his father. And then after his father passed away, he realized that the bond is actually a lot stronger.
Wow.
The song was written by Mike Rutherford, the founder of the group, and a Scottish songwriter, B.A. Robinson.
Right.
Now, what you guys don't know is Mike Rutherford... actually was the guitarist and bassist guitarist for Genesis.
I did know that.
Oh, yes.
I knew that.
Of course you would.
The song was written in stages.
You're lying to me. No, I did know that. Okay, I really did know that.
The song was written in stages.
Right.
So after Rutherford heard that his father passed away, his son was 3 months old, which you can actually hear. There's a lyric in his newborn's eyes. And...
Are you getting emotional? I feel like you're starting to choke up a little bit.
So, the song was in 19... 86. It was written in 1986.
Yeah, state of emergency, of course.
Right, very good. Now, the great thing about the song is he was under a lot of pressure to finish the first... or to finish the song. The label said you need to finish the song before you go back to Europe. That's what I thought they from Europe.
Right.
Ha.
Then, while he was with Robinson and they were busy writing the song, he got the call that his father passed away. Immediately after that, he wrote the very first verse, which is the most iconic out of the whole song.
Right.
Is that the Every Generation?
Yes, that's where the whole thing started, and he wrote it in LA in a park.
Wow.
So the song was, didn't win a Grammy, but it was nominated for a Grammy.
So, shame. Imagine him writing it in a book, and then someone goes, Americans always very, hi there, and he's like, fuck off.
So
he didn't win a Grammy.
And he didn't win the Grammy. So no, all of this,
but I mean, a nomination is just as good.
Is it?
No, it's not.
It's not that.
Don't lie to the people. It winning isn't. Is better.
Winning is better. And also, you don't remember the nominees. We didn't know.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And you know everything about them, but you didn't know that they were nominated.
I don't know everything about them. I know a fair amount.
I think the song that beat 90%. Them was... the song was called... I don't know who sang it. The Wind Underneath My Wings.
Nee, vrachtig. Are you serious?
Johan.
you know that song. But you know who that is.
Oh, yes, I'm kidding.
Oh, you are joking.
I'm doing the same thing.
Okay, all right. So did that really win that year?
Yes, that won the
year. Okay, but you can see why
sure,
that
my
yeah.
goodness.
That's why I'm saying it's such a privilege to be nominated.
You know, some of the greatest filmmakers and actors never won anything. Like Peter Sellers never won an Oscar. And the years that he did that beautiful movie Being There, where he played Chance the Gardener, he lost out to Ordinary People, which was this film about a family, which was fine. But you watch that film today, it's dated. When you watch Chance the Gardener, it's still a beautiful masterpiece.
Yeah, it remained a classic.
Exactly.
Ordinary People faded out.
So what I'm saying is, this song, Living Years, has got a life. Wind Beneath My Wings, come on, what's happened to Bette Midler? She's nothing. You don't even know where she is anymore. She's gone quiet.
Yeah. Hello, you know what I mean?
Hello,
Dolly.
Thank you.
Hello, Dolly.
Hello, Dolly. Dolla. Yeah.
But thanks to you last night when I did some research
on, I did nothing to you last
night. No. You are fully to blame.
Here we go again.
You are fully to blame for this one.
All right.
After reading halfway through about his dad passing away, I had a bottle of wine and I was like, damn it, Alan.
Oh.
What are you doing?
Do we want to talk about this?
No. Then I was fine.
Oh, then you were fine.
After the second glass, I was like, dear Alan.
Yeah. In the Living Years. They also did From the East Side to the West Side.
That was the best song they did live.
Yeah.
That was amazing.
Yeah.
Celine was like a cold shower after them.
Is this an education for you, Tabiso?
Do you know Mike and the Mechanics?
Yeah, I've heard of them.
Okay.
And their garage in Edenvale.
Yeah.
Now I've heard of them. I've heard of them.
That would be
I didn't know all of this, though.
That would be a great title for a business. If you were clever and you called yourself Mike and the Mechanics, like if you looked after...
You'll be sued. Would he,
if his name was really Mike...
And he had mechanics.
So Mike Rutherford does visit Cape Town. He's got family and he comes to Cape Town. So I've got... you know the... Jeremy Crutchley and his wife Chantal de Ortiz travel in circles, and they've had many dinners with him over the years. Yes.
Oh, that's amazing.
And at one of these dinners, they're sitting down, and I forget now who's the drummer of Pink Floyd, if anyone knows that.
No, I don't know that.
But he was at the dinner, and people were sitting, and a Cape Town lady was sitting next to this guy and said, so what do you do? And he said, I'm a musician. And she said, oh, fantastic. And what kind of... He said, I'm a drummer. She said, brilliant. And does your band have a name? And he went, Pink Floyd. And she went, oh, you've got to be so careful, you might get sued. and he went, no, because Pink Floyd. And she said, no, but listen to me, because I'm serious. My husband's... And only afterwards did they tell her, no, that is the Pink Floyd
that
drummer.
Is, gosh,
he's probably like...
be careful.
Another prick in the wall.
Yeah, hey! Exactly.
Oh, that's wonderful. Now, if I mention a name... What do you think?
Okay.
Donald.
Well, Trump. I think.
I say Glover.
Yeah. Ah.
Say Duck.
Oh, good.
Kim.
Oh, I was thinking about the stripper.
Bassinger.
That was me.
Ah. Teresa.
I thought of a nun.
Very good. Because it's the mother.
Yeah.
It's the mother. And you?
May.
Yeah, you may be right.
Yay.
Macron.
I don't know what that is. I've seen it. Looks like a little nine or something. Yeah, I've seen that. I don't know what it is, though.
I don't know what that is.
It's where you buy stuff.
A Macron. Hey. What is a Macron?
Who's the president of France?
Macron.
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 Okay. So you got that.
Mm-hmm.
Merkel.
Nothing.
Drew a blank right there. I thought of Steve Urkel milking a cow right now. Merkel.
Merkel.
Like, it's not the same
thing. That's nice. He's Merkeling, which is a nice word that you just created. The word.
I think Merkel, your 2-year guarantee store.
Merkels. Do they still exist?
I'm not sure that they do. That is a reference for some of the older listeners amongst
us. Our older listeners?
Do we have any older listeners?
I'm just checking.
Who do you think is our oldest listener?
I am.
But then that's kind of like a weird thing, because if they're old, are they really listening?
Yeah, that's true.
Well, they might be listening. They might just not be WhatsApping. So,
They don't have a way of communicating with us.
What is WhatsApp?
Yeah, what's up?
I'm not finished.
Okay, more.
Abe
Lincoln.
Abe, Honest Abe. Yeah, that's the same thing. Abe Lincoln was called Honest
Abe. Okay, maybe I pronounced it correct. No, certainly. Abe.
Abe. Abe. Abe. Abba. Abba. For Baba.
Abba. Abba.
Abba. Abba. Abba. Abba.
Have you just met with Trump? Are you met with Trump?
What about?
He's the Prime Minister of Japan.
Trump.
Abe.
Abe. Is he?
Abe.
Oh, that's a person?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Trump's new BFF.
Yeah. He made him a cap that said, let's make Fuckle great again.
Yes. Right.
Yeah.
Xi. That's the Chinese Xi. San Chonghua.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you think he's dangerous?
Very.
It could be.
Because he's just reshuffled the whole China.
Yeah.
What is this?
Xi.
Xi.
This is really true.
As you said this, it got dark in the room. Did you feel it? That was ominous. Changed.
It was.
Xi.
You know.
There it goes.
It keeps
again.
Getting darker.
I know.
But he sort of has got devious plans, but he's clever.
Mm.
Remember, Donald, just China, but he never got somewhere. Eh?
But how do you spell Xi?
I don't know.
Xiuiy.
Yeah.
Oh, there's not even a G in there.
No.
Yeah, I don't think you pronounce Xi.
I think you do.
Or is it Xi?
Oh, maybe Xi.
Yeah, but then he gets offended if you said, there she goes.
Yeah, there she goes.
Oh, so is it a Xhosa guy?
No, maybe you can cause a fight. He will like it, I think.
Just call him.
Yeah.
Come here.
Because why would the Xhosas click on an X? And why would the Chinese shit? Do you think it's...
A Xhosa would click on an X because they didn't have a happy breakup. And then, I don't know what the Chinese...
Click on an X.
Yeah,
click on the X.
I don't like you no more.
And in Mandarin, Washi means my name.
I said that to someone in Japan who I thought should go and bath. I said, Washi. Washi. No, it's my name.
Yes.
Washi Kasper.
Oh, Washi. We're learning so much.
You guys know a lot of things.
Well, that's not entirely. Not all, everything we've said here is true.
I'm going to go back and ruin my child's education.
Well, were you here already when Gavin told his story about hell?
Oh.
Hell.
Yeah. Just quickly tell him there was a woman and she saw people in hell. Mm. She had a tour of
27
hell.
Hours.
God took on a tour and she saw Pope John Paul II. He was
Frank Sinatra.
And wait, Michael, and the worst one, wait for it.
Michael Jackson.
In hell.
In hell.
Sounds like
burning.
A great time to me.
Yeah.
I don't know, like it seems like all the people are going there.
True story.
Because he moonwalked and it was
I will
demons.
Say this though, the song that's playing underneath us is the longest song ever. That's what's called in the living years, because it actually it takes the whole of your life to get to the end. It's no wonder we couldn't find the chorus.
You can't, because
your chorus is only when you're teenage.
Not we couldn't find the chorus, you couldn't find the chorus.
I couldn't. It's the song lasts your life.
It really is.
The living years.
I mean, by the time he's finished, his dad's probably alive again. So yeah, I don't have to
work. Key higher every time.
This song lasted longer than his dad's.
Hey,
I realized that's
too soon.
No, it's not too soon. No.
5 minutes and 24 seconds.
Is that how long it is?
Mm. Well, this one.
Oh. So they would only have to play, unlike the Waverly Brothers. No, who was coming here? The Beverly Brothers.
The Waverly. The Bellamy Brothers.
The Bellamy Brothers. I would like to... Which Brothers band do we like the best? Like, were you... What was the ones that sing The Wings of My... On the Wings of a Nightingale. Who was that?
Fly on the birds of love. The Olsen Twins.
What?
No?
The Olsen Twins.
Oasis is also
no,
good.
Who was the... Brothers? The Beverly Brothers. Was it the...
No, the Bellamy. I'm going to look... I'm looking up a song for them, of them, so you can hear what they sing. Mm.
But I'm saying, what is the other brothers that I like from the...
Beverly Brothers.
Beverly. Is it the Beverly Brothers?
The Everly Brothers.
Everly Brothers. That was the Beverly Brothers before...
Do these people exist?
The Everly Brothers. Right now.
The Beverly Brothers was like a trance group. They were Everly.
Right.
And they became Beverly.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Okay. Someone asks here on WhatsApp, thank you for writing. What happened to Consistory? That's the drama we were talking about.
Oh.
It's on a hiatus.
Yeah, a hiatus.
And Gavin just said that he played a part in one of those episodes and he was very proud of it.
Yes.
But it's now, Con, if you... Still listening, tell me what happened to the in the last episode. I just want to check if you followed. Otherwise, no more episodes for you.
That'll teach them. The one person listening and you shouted at them and told them.
They have now deleted me from my pod list. I can't find the Bellamy. Oh, here it is. Bellamy Brothers.
Is Gareth Cliff even listening to the show?
No. Let your love flow. Let your love flow. That's
very
Bellamy Brothers.
That's Bellamy Brothers. No, but I'm gonna go if I said I had a beautiful body. Oh, yeah, everyone.
Come on.
Mm-hmm. Guess those pistols in the air.
If I said you have a beautiful body, would you hold it against me?
My goodness, they do exist.
Yeah.
And they're coming to who's gonna go and watch them?
Old people. And these
guys will come. Look how they look.
What do they look like?
Oh, no, it's gone away.
Have they got? Are they two?
How many are there?
How many Beverlys are there?
There are two. Look at them.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Wow, he's got a snort like Magnum's younger lesbian brother. Look at that.
Oh, yeah, to pick up where we were, Alan, you said they're going to do a remake of Magnum?
I know. I don't think that's right.
Really?
But they, yeah.
Who? Which
well, they
channel?
Have...
ABC, CBS?
No, it's like a... It's the same guy.
I thought you were having a stroke.
This of genius.
Yeah.
I thought it's the same guy who made Magnum. Ach, Magnum made MacGyver.
Oh, so he's
MacGyver. He's now
on the redo.
Now remember the guy who used to do all these 80s television shows. Yeah. Who used to be the typewriter.
Yay! Ring.
What was his name?
Carlin or Coon Productions.
Yeah, it was that. Now he wants to become him. He wants to become the equivalent. So he's redoing all of. But apparently he doesn't make them as well as the guy in the 80s.
Oh, I see.
I don't know if I'd watch Magnum remake. Tom Selleck, of course. You know that Tom Selleck was meant to play Indiana Jones. And got Magnum a month before, and so I had to turn down when they finally said, yes, we'll use you for...
Well, he's iconic Magnum.
He's iconic Magnum.
Mm. I think it's a good one. Their nature worked in his favor.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Tabeka, tell me, where are you performing at the moment?
Right now, I'm at Cliff Central. Did I get it right? Did I get it
yes,
right?
Yes, you did.
Oh, come on,
you
guys.
You were very literal, though.
I'm performing everywhere.
But do you do like, there's now a circuit, you know? In the old days, there were like two people doing comedy. Now there's fucking circuits. So you do the Goliath circuit? Do you do the Joe Parker?
I'm actually performing there tonight. Thank you for reminding me.
Joe Parker. No, Goliath. Yeah. Goliath Comedy Club tonight.
In Monte Cassino. No, it's not.
No, man.
Because you messed with me. I was talking about Joe Parker. You
no,
see,
it's bad.
Now this is rubbing off on me. No.
So where are you at Goliath's now?
Yes, I'm at Goliath. The new Melrose
club. Oh, the Melrose one. Yes, have you played the new one, which is apparently very nice, in Bromford?
Yeah, no, I haven't played there. I've performed there before the club was.
Okay.
Yeah, but it's like just down the road away from where I stay.
Okay.
In Bromford.
And apparently it's a nice room.
Yeah, it is. It's underground and it's kind of like, I'm in a new country type of nice setup. Wow. Yeah, it feels like, you know, you go underground and it's like, nothing else exists but comedy.
Yeah, like the Wombles.
Yeah, for sure, the Wombles.
The Wombles of Wimbledon. Oh, come on, guys. The Wombles. Underground, overground, wombling free. The Wombles.
English, please.
It's English. Where are you from?
Barberton.
You see?
Barberton.
You would know.
Yeah, right.
Hot. Barberton is hot.
It is hot.
Not lit, but hot.
Yeah, it's hot. It's probably hot right
off
now.
Hot
it's
off.
It's always hot in Barberton. I don't
it's
know
near
why.
Near Nelspruit.
Yeah, it's just close to Nelspruit. Right. It's a nice place.
Mm.
Yeah. What do you
mining
like
town?
Can yes. I just can I talk to you?
I didn't know you were still here. I'm so sorry. I see now that you're here.
Do you talk about what do you talk about in your shows?
I talk about everything. Mostly, I talk about life experiences, and then recently, I've started talking about sex a lot.
Yeah, I can hear because that was your thing the whole day. Now, when you came in, it was sex.
So that's like some other thing people say about me. Mm. Only when it comes to COVID, that's like your thing the whole day.
Yeah,
my thing doesn't go the whole day.
Really?
Oh,
yeah. But it's not an issue.
The skim,
R7. What does he pull some on?
Paraphilia.
Paraphilia.
So does your girlfriend mind you talking about it on stage?
Oh, that's for the girls. Paraphilia. For the men, pilophilia.
For the girls, it's paraphilia.
Para.
Oh, para.
I don't know. I've never asked her. Hey?
No,
I've never really gone like, she laughs and stuff, but we've never had the conversation like, do you mind me telling these things when I'm on stage? Well, I don't think she would mind now that
at
I'm
some point you
won't
have that conversation.
You'll know when she's not happy with something.
Yeah, probably.
But she's supportive of your...
Yeah, she started supporting me when I quit my job and was not getting gigs and stuff.
What kind of job were you doing?
I was at a call center, guys.
Sure.
Yeah. I started sports management, though. I graduated and then I live in South Africa, so you know how that goes. Education and papers. You never get
so anywhere. Who are you calling?
No, I wasn't calling people. I was working for a company. I won't mention any names, but it's a medical aid company, only administered
to Discovery.
Government employees only. But I won't say any
names. A financial names. Services provider, yeah?
Yeah, so I was working for them, and then they'd call in and complain every day about government, which was confusing because you are like, I mean,
yeah,
you are government. What are you talking about? And then who must I tell this to?
Phone him back. Yeah. And be like, excuse me.
I'll just hang up the phone, go to the next room, and you guys, why are you complaining? Why you keep calling me and complaining? Just fix your own things. So I had to leave because it was like stupid. Yeah. This is much better though. Stand up.
Yeah, you're going to make yourself rich. I think you're going to be very successful.
Thank you.
I've got a couple of people I love, and one of them is on the show again. He's older now, Tuts.
Tuts Nkonzo, yes.
Love him, and when I saw you that day, I thought, new star, there's a new star, this guy's good, because you were talking off the cuff as well. He was just improvising, and that was fantastic.
Thank you. He's actually one of my, like, the few first comedians I saw live. Like, one of the guys who made me go, I want to do this. And then 8 years later, I decided I'm actually going to do it.
Good.
Yeah, but I saw him, like, years ago at Parker's for a corporate. My mother brought me.
Who are you talking about?
Tats and Conzo.
Oh, Tats. I thought me.
Anyway.
Yeah, he's fantastic.
Just to put this in a context for me and Casper, the fact that you are talking about your idol who is, we consider a young up and coming.
That tells us where we are. So we...
You guys are legends in the game. Oh, like,
well,
we are not even legends in the studio.
No, guys. Yo.
Yeah. But Alan, you are just the raspy voice. That's all.
I must just sort that out, hey?
Yeah.
I'm going to go now and sort that. I don't know what I do. I'm going to cut
think
something out.
I think you caught yourself tonight.
Okay.
Do voiceovers. Simba.
Everything the light. I think it's just the way I've got into a habit of pushing. It's maybe the plosive Maybe the sound is going in the wrong...
Or maybe you're just getting old and the voice is going.
But the voice... I mean, did your voice go?
Oh. Yeah. Oh,
no, I'm asking.
Oh, bad.
No, I... You know, let me tell you what I did.
Meow. And they no. do it so nicely. It's just like, you know...
Oh, my funny. Face sort of went flat. I'm sitting... When I do not concentrate, I sit with my lower lip out.
Right.
Like
right.
that. Like P.V. Buerta.
Right. Because you used to do, maybe because you impersonated him so much.
On your show.
Ah, you were brilliant.
No, but Peter actually did it a lot. Yeah. I did it a bit. But now I think it's old age, so I have that. With you, it's the voice. With me, it's the lip.
Okay.
Mm. With me, it's my thing, not working the whole day, but we are there again.
Everyone has their own problems.
Yeah, look, life is life, guys.
Let's life is life, and you know what? At the end of the day, we've only got the living years, and we need to take those living years and look after our parents and our friends and our loved ones.
Yeah,
and I feel like you are my loved ones today. This is my family.
Oh, yeah,
you know what I mean. This is our living years.
That was Alan Committee with. That was his absolutely fantastic. Thank you, Alan. Always food for thought when we go out. Gavin, if you can scoot over here, but don't sit on me. Don't sit on me. And just read Adrian's message, please.
Hello, my dollars. Hello, my dollars. You know, ek het die week so bietjie gaan luister na al die podcasts van die begin af en ek moet sê, ek het so fucking lekker, I just swore, but anyway, ek het so fucking lekker gelag en soos goeie ou wyn het julle net beter en lekkerder geword oor die jare. Ek gaan volgende week weer bietjie 'n voice note instuur.
Ja!
Geniet het, altyd om na julle te luister. Hallo vir almal in die studio vandag, Here, en ek mis Betty se stem vandag.
Ons nie.
Groetnis en lekker naweek, Adrian.
Dankie, Adrian.
Tabisa, I will invite you again, eh? It was, this was just,
place,
I just wanted you to meet me, see if you like me. I want to
like
tell you. Yeah.
Yeah. Even the first time we met.
You lie well. But I'll invite you again.
That's
Alan,
one thing they don't ever say about me.
What, you lie?
Yeah, you lie very well. My girlfriend's like, you've got too much energy.
But it's here, it's in the eyes.
Yeah.
It's in the eyes, you can see it.
Oh, it was a play on lie and lay. But we all missed it, so it's fine.
No, no, no. That's what, you pick it up and you go work it out.
Yeah. Get it better, mold it, bring it back next time. It's going to be brilliant.
Thank you for bringing Johan van der Walt.
What a honor that was. That was fantastic.
Any time you want to go see Laughing Matters, Alan Committee is extremely funny show he's got on.
Yes.
Thanks, man.
And
I want to go watch.
Please. Well, listen, it's only on. Let me punt it quickly and tell you that it's on until next Sunday.
Next
so
Sunday.
We've got
I'll
this
be
weekend,
there next week.
And then next week,
when
Wednesday
are you
to
off?
Sunday. Mondays and Tuesdays off.
Okay.
And then, but I'm back next year with Planet Mirth, so I have to write another show.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't talk about Planet that. Mirth. I don't want to talk about that.
Remember the voice. Then look up. Look out for Tabiso.
Yes, I'm definitely.
Yeah.
Mshlongo.
Mshlongo, yeah.
It sounds
look
tricky.
For that name.
Yeah, you said it like it's a warning, though.
Yeah, no,
but look out for that name. He's a star. So now, while his tickets are cheap, go see him now.
That's it.
Because one day you won't be able to afford it. We have had gestures that we have to stop.
Oh.
So I'm going to play. You know Helen Dubois?
I love Helen Dubois.
Yeah, she works here sometimes.
Right.
She used to. I don't know what she's doing. But she has got a new CD out. Bye bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.
CliffCentral.com.